I'm going to talk to you, obviously, about the reading we just heard from the Gospel of Luke, but I want to talk to you about the reading that we also heard from Isaiah. And in some of the translations that we read, it says, stand a watchman on the walls. And I want to talk to you about what it means to stand a watchman or place a watchman, or importantly, to be watchful, what that means. So the parish where our family was at for about 19 years or so, most of those years, for about 15 of those years, we would spend Christmas morning going to the little chapel at Bethany Care Center, which is a care center in Cochrane, where we live. And it was special to that parish, particularly because it was their old church that had been built in 1890. It had been hauled from the village of Mitford originally, and then hauled to its place in downtown Cochrane. And then eventually it was hauled to Bethany Care Center, where it was their, where it became their chapel. So it was pretty meaningful for people to go there on Christmas morning, which was the custom in that parish, and have Christmas morning service with the residents. We'd sing carols, and we'd have Holy Communion together. A small group of volunteers would come, and we'd find somebody to play music usually. And there we were together in this beautiful historic church on Christmas morning. We'd also be other occasions where we were there every week, but where there were holy days that kind of ended up courting. Monday, Thursday was one of them, were because they were always there on Thursday. So Monday, Thursday would be a day that we always observed as well. So given all that, I have to confess that I didn't always have the best attitude. But this is kind of the high point for a lot of people in the parish, Christmas morning, Bethany Care Center, et cetera. I have to confess, I didn't always have the best attitude. In my head, it was kind of like, well, this is a really good idea, but I'm really tired. You know, this here's one more service. We're going in, and it's great we can do this, but, you know, it's been a demanding week. But of course, once I got in to the service and we were singing carols together and it was giving Holy Communion together, my attitude changed pretty quickly. The attitude that changed was not like this. Isn't it great that we can help these people in this way on this occasion? It was something very different from that, which is why I quote to you this line from Isaiah, which is to stand a watchman, or the idea of being watchful. That's what changed for me. And I'll explain to you what I mean by that in a minute. So one of the early saints and martyrs of the church was a guy named Ignatius Loyola, Antioch rather. He lived in kind of the generation past the apostles. And he had a very simple question. And his simple question was about Christmas. And he goes, why would God, deciding to come into the world, taking human flesh, why would he decide to do it in the way that he did it, which is in this kind of backwater, kind of in this dirty cave? Apparently the monks in Bethlehem back then could point the cave where this happened, which is where the stable was, in a cave, in this cave under these very dire circumstances, in this kind of poverty, in this kind of really not very appealing and also not very kind of public setting. And Ignatius says, well, why would God decide to do that, to choose something which is so unspectacular? And the answer he gave was that because that's the last thing the devil would be expecting, not the way the devil thinks. If you're the devil, it said, the devil was going to do this, he'd go, well, I'd go to the emperor's palace. I'd be at the fanciest place. I would be at the center of everything, and everybody would be paying attention. And Ignatius said, what God did in this kind of poverty, in this kind of, you know, awayness, in this silence, what he did is he slipped under the devil's radar, because this is the one thing he would never have expected. Humility, poverty, and quietness, not in his playbook. But of course, that's what we have here, isn't it? In this particular Christmas pageant, we've got God literally coming among us in the lowest possible conditions, kind of in the dirt, so to speak. And that's where he decided to reveal himself, as we know. So years ago, somebody, when I first went to my last parish, years ago, this family visited, and I didn't know them, but out of the blue, they just handed me this book. Yeah, it's a little book by Rowan Williams, who was the Archbishop of Canterbury at the time. Little book, they handed it to me, and they said, "We would like you to have this." And I'm going, "Okay, that's great. That's great. I don't know what this is. I don't know why you're giving me this book, but thank you very much." And the name of the book was Where God Happens. Very important. The title is very important. Where God Happens. And what it was Rowan Williams had studied the earliest monks and nuns to go off into the desert in Egypt in order empire become Christian, but people's Christianity was a little bit lukewarm. So they're going into the desert to ask the question, where is God? How do we find him? And the conclusion they came up with, question being where God happens, is this. God happens when we bring another person into the presence of God. That's where God happens, when we bring another person into the presence of God. So why things? So I'm at the chapel on Sunday morning. I'm tired. I'm going, okay, this is great, but I don't really want to be here that badly. And then things change very quickly for me. And it's not because I think I'm doing something great and I'm helping people and I realize how great it is that I'm helping people. It's because I realize this is where God is happening. This is where God has decided to show up. He's obviously elsewhere as well, but at this particular moment, this is where God has decided to show up, with a grumpy priest, with these wonderful volunteers, with the people in residential care who are in various states of, some of them are functioning very well, some of them weren't functioning well, some know where they are, some aren't too certain where they are. It's kind of a mixed crowd in this little building. The reason I want to be there all of a sudden is because I realize, this is where God is. This is where he's decided to be. God could have decided to become flesh anywhere, but he decided to become flesh in a cave in Bethlehem in very difficult circumstances. And my experience every Christmas morning was he decided to be present there, as he has decided to be present now, tonight, with us wearing these masks, keeping our social distancing, not knowing what's happening next. This is where God happens. And like the baby in the crèche, he'll be present with us on the altar in just a few moments. The word watchful, stand a watchman, very important word to those monks and nuns in the desert, watchfulness. And what watchfulness is, if the devil were running things, it'd be pretty obvious all the time where he was. With God, we have to be watchful. That means we need to be, you and I need to be attentive. We need to be open to God being in places which are unexpected and surprising, sometimes even shocking. Nobody would have expected 2,000 years ago he'd show up in bread and wine all the time, but he does. And if we're watchful, we may find during the Christmas season that he may show up in all kinds of unexpected people and unexpected places we wouldn't even imagine. So during this Christmas season, let us stand a watchman and look for him, be aware of him, and seek him out in unexpected ways. Amen.